Hello, and welcome to Ultimate Conversational Hypnosis. You know, this is a program which for years people have asked me to put together. And finally, I've decided to compile all of my knowledge, all of the information I have on this vast, very interesting topic, and put it all together in one place. And so that's what I'm offering you right now, access to all of this knowledge. And this knowledge can help you move mountains in your life. It can help you change your reality. It can change your possibilities. It can change who you are. And it can change the happiness that you have in your life. It can raise the level of happiness so high, much further beyond what you can currently conceive of. After you have finished this course, you will know what I'm talking about. You will have the power to control and change your life. Before we begin, I want to tell you a little bit about myself, who I am, and where I come from, and how I got into all of this, and why it is that I'm so passionate about conversational hypnosis. Well, my name is Steve G. Jones. My middle name is Gregory. I was born in Washington, D.C., and grew up in Florida for most of my life. And it's there that I went to school. When I moved from South Florida to North Florida, I went to the University of Florida and received an undergraduate degree, a bachelor's degree in psychology. I then moved to California, where I was fortunate enough to have an office in Beverly Hills. I lived there for 4 years in California. And during this entire time, while I was in college and during my move and after my move, and from pretty much age 18 on, I have been a practicing hypnotherapist. So at the time of this recording, I'm 40 years old. So I've been doing this a long time. What I found when studying psychology at the University of Florida is that they didn't want to teach hypnotherapy. They considered that extra academic, meaning it's beyond what would be taught in an academic setting. So I was unable to find any classes offered in hypnotherapy. So I was left to training myself and going to seminars and so forth. And luckily, early on, I was able to meet with and train with Richard Bandler. Richard Bandler is the person who, with his co-founder, John Grinder, started neurolinguistic programming, NLP. So early on in my career as a hypnotherapist, I was able to train in the 1980s, with Richard Bandler and learn the techniques which would eventually change my life. Techniques which I could teach to patients. Techniques which I can share with the world. So after I left the University of Florida, moved to California, I was fortunate enough to have an office in Beverly Hills, having already trained years before with Richard Bandler, because I took a trip out there to California years before, kind of fell in love with California. Beautiful place. So I eventually moved there, lived there for 4 years, worked with a lot of celebrities. I worked with Tom Mankiewicz, the writer of Superman, and many other movies. I worked with Geraldine Saunders, the writer of The Love Boat, and numerous other celebrities and writers and so forth who were at the top of their game, but they wanted to go beyond. There was something in their lives, and it was different for each of them, something which they hadn't yet mastered, something that was holding them back from their ultimate success and feelings of accomplishment and satisfaction with their lives. So I was lucky enough to be a catalyst for change with them. So I worked in Beverly Hills and in my office in the Roxbury Medical Building. And my zip code was 90210, the world-famous zip code. So I was, in my opinion, at the top of the world. If you're going to have an office somewhere, you might as well make it in Beverly Hills. And if you're going to have a zip code, it might as well be 90210. So it was very fun. It was prestigious. It was relaxing, for the most part, to be able to feel that sense of accomplishment going into that office. But I realized that eventually that it wasn't ultimately relaxing for me, and it wasn't ultimately the feeling of satisfaction I wanted. So I moved to Savannah, Georgia, and that's where I currently live at the time of this recording, on an island named Wilmington Island. It's just off the coast in the Atlantic, beautiful island, and it's very, very relaxing. Most of my living these days is made thanks to the internet and traveling the world doing training seminars. So that is the current situation. But when I moved here, I attended Armstrong Atlantic State University and received a master's degree in education. And at the time of this recording, I'm working on a doctorate at Georgia Southern University, also in education, testing the efficacy of hypnotherapy. Just how powerful is it? So I decided to get a doctorate in education. And at the time of you listening to this recording, I may already have that doctorate. But I decided to get a doctorate in education because I knew that my dissertation focus could be on how powerful is hypnosis? How well does it actually work? Because we have a lot of information about hypnosis, but we don't have a lot of empirical, hardcore, factual evidence about it. We have a lot of opinions, a lot of people saying a lot of interesting and fascinating things about hypnosis, but there is a lack of empirical, sound research done by qualified experimenters. And so as a qualified experimenter, as a doctoral student, I am testing the power, or what we call the efficacy, of hypnosis. So I'm happy to offer this program to you as a person who has over 20 years experience, who has the academic background, and who has the desire to help people, all of which are necessary to deliver a powerful program like this. So beyond being someone who's just interested in hypnosis or just has academics or has just worked with celebrities or any of those factors individually, I offer all of those. I bring all of those to the table. And I don't say any of that to impress you. I say it to impress upon you the idea, the fact that you are dealing with a very well-qualified teacher. So I'm happy to serve as a catalyst for your success. Rest assured that I have a deep understanding of this subject. Rest assured that I have a deep understanding of how to deliver information in an academic way, yet an easily digestible way. And rest assured that I have the experience to know what students want from a program and how they learn best. Having said all of that, I hope that gives you a little bit of insight into me and my philosophy about this. I want to talk about the proper use of the information that I'm going to share with you. Now, the information in this program is very powerful, and I can think of a few examples that I can draw upon which will help illustrate how I feel about the vast power that I'm about to unleash and share with you. It's said that you can drown someone in just a couple inches of water. It is possible that someone can be drowned or drown themselves in a couple inches of water. It's also possible that that same water can be taken to someone who has gone without water for some time and is dehydrated and can save their lives. So my point is that a little bit of water can be used for a, quote, bad purpose or a, quote, good purpose. It's up to the individual and up to the circumstances. My point being, of course, that with this knowledge that I'm about to share with you, you can use it for a, quote, good purpose or a, quote, bad purpose. And I say, quote, good and, quote, bad because I don't ultimately believe in good or bad. Those words are opinions. What I do believe is that we all have a moral compass built into us, whether it's based on your religion or your upbringing or just that natural sense you have of right and wrong. We all have that compass built into us. And it does vary slightly for each of us. But there are certain things which universally are accepted as being, quote, right and quote, wrong, or quote, good and quote, bad. Concepts such as don't hurt anyone. Don't do anything that would cause someone to do something against their will. Keep the best interest of the person in mind. When you use this power, you have got to keep in mind the concept of using it just like water, using it for the right purpose, giving it to a thirsty person, a person who is thirsty for change, a person who is dehydrated because their lives are no longer working for them. So if you keep that concept in mind, you'll be okay. I've seen many cases in which people take the knowledge that I'm about to share with you and they use it for purposes that are not very productive, that are not very, quote, good. And I've seen a lot of damage done. So I want to make sure that before we get into any of the actual information, that you are prepared to use your powers for good, to make sure that you are dedicated to taking this knowledge and honoring it. You are going to have a very powerful weapon at your disposal. When someone learns conversational hypnosis, it's kind of like becoming a black belt. Suddenly, you are the most powerful person, and you have the most responsibility out of anyone in your immediate area, out of anyone in your group. With power comes responsibility, so you need to use your power wisely. Many people who listen to this recording will perhaps be listening to it, listening to this program, because they have had a lack of power in their lives. And suddenly, they have unlimited power to make anyone do anything. Well, with that power comes responsibility. So if you want to be able to maintain that power, that honor, that privilege, you must use that power wisely. All right, having said that, I'd like to talk now about some of the numerous applications of conversational hypnosis. There are applications which you probably haven't even thought of. You probably bought this program for a specific purpose, and that's fine, or perhaps several purposes. Perhaps you're having trouble getting a loved one to do something. Perhaps you need some dating help. Perhaps you're in sales and you want to skyrocket your sales. Well, all of that will happen, but I want to give you a list of what I consider to be not a complete list, but a fairly well thought out list of various applications of conversational hypnosis, things which perhaps you haven't thought of. For example, sales. Now, I've talked about sales briefly a moment ago, but have you ever thought that you're always in a sales position when talking to someone? Sales can encompass so many situations. You have to sell yourself in so many different situations. So, sales, whether it's selling a used car or selling the idea of yourself being a good person to someone else, sales is a very widely used branch of conversational hypnosis. And this branch has many leaves. So, sales. Dating, just like sales, has to do with you selling yourself. If that person isn't sold on you, then you're not going to have much dating success. Now, dating is an area in which I would give a further word of caution. Many people have used conversational hypnosis throughout the years for dating success. Not all of them have had the best intentions in mind. Not all of them have had the best motives when they initially go into the dating situation armed with the information contained in this program. I want to make sure that when you go into a dating situation using this information, you understand the responsibility you have to honor the other person. Having said that, I think you're going to find that your dating life skyrockets and drastically changes if that is an area that you want to use this for. Dating is one area in which conversational hypnosis has almost unlimited potential, changing your dating life, changing the style that you use, changing the way you approach a love interest. All of that can happen and will happen thanks to this program, but use your powers wisely. Getting a job is another area in which conversational hypnosis can help you. Imagine going into an interview and presenting yourself in the most outstanding way, yet not getting the job. What went wrong? What did you not do? Well, before this course, you probably had no idea what you did or didn't do, right or wrong. You probably just went into the interview and presented yourself in the most appropriate way in your mind, yet somehow you weren't connecting. How many times in our lives, interviews or otherwise, have we had that feeling of just not connecting with the person? How many times have we gone into a conversation and then had the conversation and left the conversation and just felt like we didn't somehow make a connection with that person? We were talking, we were there, they were there, there were words being exchanged, but it's almost like those words were falling on deaf ears, or their words weren't reaching us somehow, or they were talking a different language. Even if we were both talking the same language, maybe it felt like a different language. I've had that experience, and I'm sure you have too. Well, the problem is that when you go into an interview to get a job, that really matters because it carries real-life consequences. It affects your financial future. It affects your happiness. Thanks to this program, after you've completed it, you will have the skills necessary to go into an interview and master the situation, because you'll know how to assess the interviewer, figure out what they want. You'll be able to establish rapport with the interviewer so that things will just flow smoothly. Now, that doesn't mean you'll get every job you ever apply for, because let's face it, sometimes interviewers are looking for something that you simply don't possess, and that's fine. Whether it's experience or something else about you, that's okay. There are certain things in every situation in life that are beyond your control. I experience it, you experience it, everyone experiences it. Even after we master conversational hypnosis, there will still be factors which can arise which are outside of the realm of things we can control. We've got to be comfortable with that. Having said that, conversational hypnosis gives you the best possible chance of landing that job. So, getting a job is another benefit of this program. Interacting in general, just interacting with people, walking up to someone in the streets, as they say. And the streets can be anywhere. When we say in the streets, it could be in a mall, in a parking lot, at school, wherever. Just walking up to someone and talking to them and saying hello and having a meaningful conversation and actually connecting. So simply interacting with someone, you're going to find, after using this program, that the level of interaction that you have with other people is going to be deeper. It's going to be more meaningful. It's going to be more powerful. Think about specific interactions that you can have now. For example, I know someone who recently had to get new tires for her car. She walked into the tire place and was completely amazed at how little they were understanding her. She was a female walking in there alone, and apparently all they saw was someone that they could take advantage of. Have you been in that situation, whether you're male or female? Have you been in the situation in which you walk into a place and you know that they know more than you, and you feel that they're going to take advantage of you, and you feel that they're not understanding you, and you have no control in the situation? Well, that's how she felt so many times. Females walking into any kind of auto mechanic situation will feel powerless. This program is not going to suddenly give you complete knowledge of auto mechanics, but what it's going to give you is a competitive advantage. It's going to show you how to take control as much as possible in those situations. It's also going to teach you what to look for in others, because anyone involved in sales has patterns. They have patterns that they use to lead you to buy something. And once you notice those patterns, you can recognize what's going on. You can realize when you're being led to a sale, and you can begin to take control. You can step outside of the situation and have sort of an overview of what's going on. And then you can come back into the situation with power. Whereas previously, you were probably a victim in each of these situations. Now you're going to have new glasses that allow you to see what's actually going on and allow you to take the driver's seat. To give you an auto mechanics analogy, you will take the driver's seat. You will be in charge, and they will no longer be in charge. Now, how does this help? Why does this even matter? This saves you money. If someone is trying to manipulate you sales-wise, you need to realize it, and you need to step in and take control and save yourself some money. So auto mechanics is just one aspect of the application of this type of information. There are numerous aspects. There are numerous areas in life in which you can apply this information. Another example of using this information is getting people to pay rent. For example, and I don't know what situation you are in, but I myself own some rental property. I own properties that I have converted into rental properties. And when I need someone to pay the rent, luckily I don't have to use any of this information because I have a management company that does that. But sometimes I need to get the management company to do their job because they don't always do their job. Now, whether you are a renter or you own rental property or whatever your situation is, this can be used and you can figure out when it's being used on you. But I'm going to teach you specific embedded commands that you can use, and we'll go over numerous examples like this, but I'm going to teach you specific examples that you can use to get people to do things like pay their rent, or if you're a renter and you're trying to get the rent lowered, getting someone to lower the rent, or if you're in my situation and you need the rental property people to do their job, getting them to do their job. Just by embedding secret hidden commands in emails or secret hidden commands in conversation. Again, saving you money or making you money. That's the goal of using conversational hypnosis when it comes to business interactions. What about a marriage situation? You know, people say that marriages are undone primarily because of financial concerns. I'm not really inclined to believe that. I feel that if two people love each other, they will stay together no matter what, whether they have money or not. I think the main problem, really, that people don't want to look at is conversation. People are not being understood by other people in a marriage situation. That is the only thing that ever leads to divorce, in my opinion. People not understanding the other person. Now, sometimes they're not understanding that person because that marriage isn't quite right anyway, and it's destined to not work out. And I've been in that situation, so I can speak from experience. But sometimes, in fact, I'd say most of the time, it's just a matter of two people who love each other very much, who just don't take the time to communicate properly. And sometimes it's a matter of the other person needing to be persuaded to follow what that person is saying. Well, in that final category, I can be of service to you. I can help you through this program. If you do the exercises and pay careful attention, I can help you in a marriage situation to get what you want, to get the other person to understand you, to establish rapport, You may think that because you're married, you have rapport. Isn't it just implied? I mean, you're married, you're living together, or perhaps you're not living together, but you're married. Doesn't that just imply that you have rapport, that you get along at some level, that you really understand each other? No, it doesn't. Having been in that situation, I can say that after years of marriage, rapport is not guaranteed. It's something that requires constant effort. Constant effort on your part and on the part of your partner. So if you're in a marriage situation or thinking about being in a marriage situation, what you need is the power to get your point across and to empathize with the other person. Because I'm here to tell you that if you don't first take the time to understand someone else and to really get into their way of understanding the world, you will not be able to control them at all. So the information in this course can actually save your marriage. You will learn how to understand that person. I've heard that men are from Mars and women are from Venus and all of that, and that's fine. And we can look at it in terms of women like some things and men like other things. Women have one way of communicating and men have another way of communicating. But I want to tell you, we can bypass all of that, and I can save you a lot of psychological gymnastics by sharing with you the power of conversational hypnosis, because conversational hypnosis cuts right through that. Because not all women think the same. Not all men think the same. Some men think more like women, and some women think more like men. So rather than spend years trying to figure out if the person is acting more like a woman or a man, why not just pay attention to the moment? Because what they're presenting moment by moment can change. So with conversational hypnosis, you're always in the moment. You're always present in the conversation. You're always listening to what they are saying. So beyond gaining control and manipulation and persuasion over your marriage partner, you're also going to learn how to pay attention to them moment by moment. And if they change, you will be able to change also. You will be able to adjust your approach, because people do change over time. That is a fact. Psychological studies show that our essential personality, the core of us, stays the same. Longitudinal studies done over a 20-year period show that our basic personality stays the same. Yet, how we react to things and certain experiences we have and so forth, all of that can change. We can have a new experience tomorrow that will suddenly change the way we feel about things. So, if you want to stay in the moment and you want to stay present with that person and keep your conversation with them lively and continue to have rapport with them, conversational hypnosis is the answer. So, marriage, saving your marriage, helping your marriage, allowing you to have a marriage, allowing you to reestablish a marriage, whatever the case may be, marriage is one area that can be helped tremendously through conversational hypnosis. Another area of application is children. Think about that. How many times have you tried, if you have children, to get your child to do something? I remember when I was a child, my parents tried everything. They tried to get me to get good grades. Well, eventually I did, thank goodness. But for a time there, I had a real challenge with it. My parents were offering money to me, money, for my grades to be better. If I got all A's on my weekly report card, and I was in a private school through most of my education, if I got all A's, I would get $5. Guess how many times I got all A's? Zero. I never got the $5. $5 didn't mean anything to me as a kid. I had everything I wanted, which was my bicycle, my television, and my friends. And that's all I wanted. I didn't need $5. I didn't have a mortgage payment. I didn't have to buy food. I didn't have to pay for the movies when I went to the movies. I didn't have to pay for anything. I just had to have fun and go to school. So I would go to school and pay very little attention, and I would come home and have fun. And if I didn't get my $5, well, I didn't care. It didn't affect my life. My parents as wonderful and as great as they were, did not understand how I related to my world. They didn't understand what was important to me. Now, they eventually tried taking away the fun. Okay, if you're going to get bad grades, if you're going to get Fs, then you're going to be grounded. That had a little bit of effect, but the effect wasn't very powerful because it just turned into resentment. So that wasn't the way to go either. The actual way to go would have been to relate to me on a conversational level, to use words in such a way that I am compelled to do what they want me to do. We're going to get into all of that with specific examples, but getting a child to clean their room is easy with conversational hypnosis. In fact, getting a child to become a doctor or a lawyer is also easy with conversational hypnosis. You are going to find that you can positively affect the life of your child or children using conversational hypnosis. You'll have a powerful tool. If you always wished that your child would do something in a certain way, well, this powerful tool, once you unleash it, is going to give you that power. So use it wisely. How about using conversational hypnosis with students? If you are a teacher, then you will be able to use this information with students. One of the focuses of my dissertation is using hypnosis to help students. And this can be regular hypnosis or conversational hypnosis, as we're talking about now, using it to help students retain information, be motivated to learn in the first place, and to really be able to see a future in which they're living the lives of their dreams based on the information that you're trying to get them to learn. So using it with students, whether they're your own students because they're your children, students who live with you, or students who you teach in an academic setting. What about real estate? You know, the market is always going to change. There's always going to be ebb and flow in the market. It's going to be up and down. The real estate market, stock market, every market changes. That's just the way it is. We have seasons of change in any market, just like in any aspect of life. But no matter what market you may find yourself in when dealing with real estate at the time of listening to this recording, if you're interested in buying or selling a house or a building or a property or a lot of property, you can use conversational hypnosis on either side. For example, if you're selling a house, you can use conversational hypnosis to make sure that you get the best deal. Because eventually, in a house buying or selling situation, it comes down to negotiation, contracts, offering contracts back and forth. As I record this, I'm currently in the process of acquiring a condominium that I'm going to use to rent out as a vacation rental. People coming to the beautiful town of Savannah who want to stay downtown can stay in the condo that I will own for a price. But the purchase is boiling down to a conversation between myself and the bank. I want to get the best possible deal for myself, which means the lowest possible price, and they want to get the best possible deal also, which means the highest possible price. So I've been on the phone recently talking to the bankers, trying to persuade them to my point of view. And I have to say that using conversational hypnosis, I'm winning, because conversational hypnosis gives me an advantage, especially when I can tell during the conversation with them that they have no skills whatsoever in conversational hypnosis. So when you're in a situation in which you are buying or selling something that costs a lot of money, you can save or make a lot of money by using the skills that you're going to learn in this program. So whether you do buy and sell real estate or whether you want to buy and sell real estate, realize that the information in this program is going to help you. It's going to be there for you if and when you want to use it. Here's another area of conversational hypnosis, another application of this information which you may not have thought about. an application that will be available to you. Well, as you'll see in a moment, hopefully it won't be available to you, actually. But if you need it, it'll be there for you. And what I'm talking about is getting out of a ticket. It's been a while since I've been pulled over for a ticket. But recently, I was pulled over. I had, now in my opinion, it didn't happen. But I may have just not been paying attention. Maybe I was in hypnosis as I was driving around. But apparently, I took a left at a red light. And I was pulled over by a police officer. And rather than getting into what I wanted to get into, which was, hey, why are you pulling me over? I didn't break a law. You weren't even behind me. You couldn't even see the light, that sort of thing. I could tell this was a young police officer, and he wasn't going to be up for any of that. He had something to prove. And he was very stoic. He was very robotic. And I could tell that if I launched into a defense, I was just going to get a ticket. And we would have had to take it up with the judge. But using conversational hypnosis, I was able to get into his system of understanding the world. I understood what he wanted. And in his case, what he wanted was validation. Well, he took my information and he went back and I sat in my car and he sat in his car behind me in a parking lot where he had pulled me over into. I got on the phone with someone and started having a conversation with them just to kill a little bit of time and told them the embedded commands I had used and so forth. And sure enough, he came back after a few minutes and said, Mr. Jones, you are a lucky person because this is my first ticket of the day, so I'm just going to give you a warning. Well, I know what actually happened. I know that the embedded commands that I used were actually working because I know that police officers don't just pull people over and spend that much time in order to not give a ticket. He has a job to do, and he has to show to someone that he's doing that job. So he just gave me a warning. Now, what if I'd gone into that situation without conversational hypnosis, without being able to use an actual embedded command? What would have happened? Well, we don't know. Because let's face it, I could have simply gotten lucky. Maybe he just wanted to let people off that day. That's possible. We've got to consider that realistic possibility. But with conversational hypnosis, I had an advantage. I had a strong advantage because I was able, rather than to launch into a defense or become emotional or outraged or anything like that, I was able to relate to him. I established rapport with him. He was able to understand me as being someone who was similar to him. Someone who respected him, but someone who was also subtly using embedded commands to make sure that the situation went the way that I wanted it to go. So getting pulled over by the police is something that you will be able to take control of with this program. And let's face it, sometimes you've just broken the law in a very drastic way, and there are a lot of police officers around. I see it all the time. And you're probably going to jail because if you try to manipulate all those police, you're probably not going to have time. And I'm talking about something like drinking and driving. If you are drinking and driving on the road, I have to be honest with you, you deserve to go to jail because that is putting other people in danger. You should not be drinking and driving and you should be taken off the road. However, if you committed a minor infraction and didn't even realize that you did it and perhaps didn't even do it, well, then that's a different story and you can use this. Now, having said that, there's nothing stopping you from using this technology if you do get pulled over for drinking and driving. I am in no way in favor of having someone beat the police in a DUI charge, but you can use this information. Now, keep in mind that if you're drinking and driving, you're probably not going to be in the best condition to use this technology appropriately, or you're going to think you're using it right, and you're not going to be. So luckily, I've never been in that situation. But I think if I were in that situation, it would be a little bit challenging to use it. So I'm not talking about getting away with murder or getting away with breaking the law when you're endangering other people or anything like that. I don't want you using this technology for those purposes. But you're going to have the power, if you use it properly, to do things which are going to give you a competitive advantage, because it's true. When you get pulled over by a police officer, there's a bit of a competition, if you want to look at it that way. You are competing against the idea of getting a ticket. The competition's on. Are you going to step up to the plate? Are you going to do everything you can? There's nothing stopping you legally from using conversational hypnosis when it comes to beating a ticket. There's no law against that. It's just you having a conversation. The only difference is your conversation is more powerful than the officer's conversation, because you are trained in the dynamics of ultimate conversational hypnosis. So, another area that you can use this technology in is getting out of a ticket. What about getting a better deal on something? Have you ever gone into a store where you're buying a television or something like that, maybe a computer, something you wouldn't buy on a regular basis, and you want to make sure that you get the best possible deal on that, yet you leave and you haven't gotten the best deal? In fact, you feel that you got taken advantage of, or they just kind of stuck to the price. The price was the price, and that was it. Well, what I've found is, even with big corporations, if you know the right things to say and you know that they have the possibility of lowering that price, you're going to make it happen. You see, there's always a discount available. They just don't always tell you that. There's always something that can be done by using conversation to get a discount. Again, going back to the situation where my female friend was going into an auto mechanic's place, one of the things that she had to accomplish was getting them to honor the warranty. She had a few problems with her vehicle, and the vehicle was still under warranty. It was a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty, I believe. So certain things were covered, yet certain things weren't. Certain things like the brake job that she needed. She needed a new rotor. Seems like any time you bring your vehicle in for brakes, you need new calipers or a new rotor or something like that. It's just the standard line they use. And if you're in the auto business, I apologize for that, but you know it's true. So she got the standard line. We're going to have to replace these rotors. They're too far worn down. It's going to be $500. She said, thank you for that information, and she left. She and I had a conversation. I told her what to say and how to say it. And I'm going to get into that later in the program when we talk about specifics. But by sharing with her what to say and how to say it, she's able to go back the next day and deliver that information. Manipulate, persuade, control, whatever you want to call it. She was able to take charge of the situation using ultimate conversational hypnosis. The following day, talking about the third day now, the following day, she got a call from them, and they said, you know, we have a raffle here where you put in your name and number, and if we draw your name and number, you get $500 worth of free auto care. Well, I put your name into that, and we drew it, and you get $500 worth of free auto care. Now, we all know that that didn't happen. We all know that they didn't put her name in and draw it. What actually happened is that the gentleman saw that he needed to make this happen. He saw that she didn't want to pay. Yet he was compelled, through the conversational embedded commands she had put in his mind, compelled to make sure that she got this service at no charge. So he found a way around charging her. He could simply say to his boss that she was entered into the raffle and she won. He made it happen. He found a way to make it happen. Now, he probably didn't enter her into a raffle, and she probably didn't win. It was just his way of making sure that he could give her the $500 worth of service that he was secretly commanded to give her, but at the same time, he wouldn't lose his job, and he didn't have to put out any of his own money, so he could just say that she won the raffle. He found a way. He was given the subconscious command, and he obeyed it, and he kept everything in line with his job. So even if you walk into a situation and you don't see any way that you're going to win in terms of getting a discount, there's always a way to win. You just don't see it. But it's not your job to see it. It's their job. They know what they can do. If a friend of theirs walked in, they would find a way to give them a discount. or give the service to them for free. If it was a TV and their friend bought it, it would probably be $200 less than the $700 price tag. If a friend walked in and wanted a brake job, well, they probably would have magically won the lottery to get a free brake job. You see, there's always a way that these businesses have to save you money or give you the service for free. You just have to give them the command. You don't have to know how it's going to work. You just have to trust that it is. And you deliver the command, and they deliver the discount. So, negotiating purchases and getting a better deal, those two areas are going to save you thousands and thousands of dollars over your lifetime when you use ultimate conversational hypnosis. Let's look specifically now at buying a car, whether it's a used car or a new car. I want to let you in on a little secret, and that is that car salespeople understand conversational hypnosis. They are trained in conversational hypnosis. I have been personally offered a lot of money to talk to car dealerships about using conversational hypnosis to boost sales. Car salespeople are probably wise to most forms of conversational hypnosis. You will have to be careful when using conversational hypnosis with car salespeople. However, the good news is that from now on, you're going to know what they're up to. Whereas previously, you would have simply gone into the car sales place, gone on the car lot, found a car you liked, and had them play their little game where they go and talk to their manager. And goodness knows what they even talk about when they pretend to talk to their manager about negotiating on your behalf. And then they come back, and then they make their next offer. They have an entire system. Once they get you in there from beginning to end, they have an entire system designed to get you to sign that piece of paper, to buy that car. And the way they do this, they use many techniques. Some of them are very direct. Some of them are less direct and less obvious, but mainly they use conversational hypnosis. And I have personally seen this because I have personally trained some of them. So you need to be aware that you're going in to a sparring match. You know, when you're in a martial arts competition, you're in a sparring match. And this time you're going in against another black belt. So keep that in mind. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to win. You're going to win because you know what moves they're going to use. Imagine if someone with a white belt or a novice, just a person fresh off the streets, just walked in without any verbal martial arts training, which is what I'm giving you, any verbal martial arts training whatsoever, they would be destroyed by that person. They would end up paying way too much for that car. Remember, car sales prices are always negotiable. Even when they say it's their lowest possible manufacturer's price or whatever they say, don't listen to any of that. Car prices, no matter what the price, car prices are always negotiable, whether it's a new car or a used car. So do your homework before you go in to buy a car, but keep in mind you're dealing with a black belt. It's an entire staff of black belts. When you walk in there, you can feel like Bruce Lee or Chuck Norris. I guess since Bruce Lee and I have the same birthday, I relate to him. But I've seen many Bruce Lee movies where he walks in, and I know it's just a movie, but I've also seen him in actual sparring matches where he walks in and he's surrounded by people. And it seems, and they're all black belts, and it seems like he's outnumbered because he is, and it seems like he may be outpowered, but he's not because he is the most highly skilled out of all of the black belts. That's what you will become thanks to this program, the most verbally highly skilled of all the black belts. So even when it seems that you're outnumbered numerically, and you will be, that's fine, but you're not outnumbered power-wise. So when you look at it that way, you will have the upper hand, and you will know every technique they're going to use on you, every roundhouse kick and every punch, everything they're going to use. You will see it coming, and you can say, aha, that's your verbal roundhouse kick, aha, that's your punch, and so forth. So you will know what's coming at you, and you will already have a defense for that. And more importantly than having that sense of power and, oh, look how strong I am and cool I am, knowing everything that's going on. More importantly than any of that, you're going to save money because you're going to cut through all that nonsense and you're going to get to the bottom line, your bottom line, which is the price you want. So when you go to buy a car, new or used, do your research. Find out just how low they can go and then get them there. And you'll be able to get them there by using the power that you will learn to harness in this program, Ultimate Conversational Hypnosis. So get ready from now on to save money when buying a car. What about getting a raise or a promotion? I don't know what your situation is. Maybe you work for someone, maybe you work for yourself. But ultimately, we all end up working for someone. I work for my customers. My customers are who I serve. So even if you're in business for yourself, you ultimately work for someone. Well, what if you're an actual employee and it's time to get a raise and you want to approach your boss? What if you have one of those bosses who just never appreciates you and never gives you raises periodically? It just isn't happening. Or if you feel that you've been sitting in the same position for a while and need a promotion to a higher level and that's not happening, how do you cause that to happen without disrupting the whole apple cart, without getting yourself out of a job? Well, that requires finesse, and the finesse is going to come in the form of Ultimate Conversational Hypnosis. This program will give you the power to sell yourself, because you've got to, as I've said before, almost all of this is sales. If you boil it down to its essence, you've got to sell yourself to that boss that you are worth more money per hour. If you're making $7 an hour and you want to go to $8 an hour, then you've got to convince your boss that you are worth that incremental change. What justifies you getting $8 an hour? And beyond that, how is your boss going to see eye to eye with you? How will he or she empathize with you and feel compelled to make that happen no matter what? Because there's always a way for a company to give a $1 an hour raise. There's always a way. It can happen. And it should happen. A raise should happen periodically. If that's not happening for you, or if it's not in the amount that you want, how can you approach your boss in such a way that you reach your objective of getting that raise, yet you don't offend anyone? Because let's face it, you can walk into the office and say, gosh darn it, I demand, or even use words more harsh than that, I demand a raise. I've been working here this amount of time and I demand a raise and or a promotion. Well, that's all good and well, and that may work in some situations, but I would imagine that in most situations, it wouldn't work very well. Why not go in with the full power of Ultimate Conversational Hypnosis and get the raise and get the promotion and make it happen and make everything effortless? The boss will actually want to do that. So the reason I'm spending so much time telling you what's going to be in this program is because I want you to stick with the program. I want you to finish the program. You've got a lot of information ahead of you. You've got a lot of information to learn. I want you to be able to absorb all of this information, and I want you to stick with it. I want you to listen to every single recording that I'm sending to you. I want you to be able to incorporate it into your life. I want you to start this program, and I want you to see it through to the end. I want you to listen to every single recording from beginning to end, and then use them as a library. If you need to go over the introduction again, that's fine. If you need to go over the history of conversational hypnosis again, fine. If you need to go over a specific technique again, fine. But I want to tell you in this module just how important it is to stick with it. And the way I've done that is by enticing you, telling you all these applications that you're going to have in your life. Whatever application you bought this for is fine, but realize there are so many other applications, some that I haven't even mentioned yet, that I'm going to reveal in this program. So as you start something, I want you to stick with it. So many times, people get themselves into a program that they just don't finish. That's not going to happen this time. What's going to happen this time is that you're going to listen to every single recording. I'm programming you now for success. Accept the programming. I'm doing it blatantly, and I want you to find success. And the way that you're going to find success is by listening to what I say and then applying it in your life. And what you're going to find is that I'm going to give you a big bag of tricks. I'm going to give you a big toolbox to work with lots of tools in it. Not every tool is going to work in every situation, but you're going to find that if you have enough tools in your toolbox or enough tricks in your bag of tricks, however you want to look at it, you're going to find that in every situation, you will have numerous ways to approach that situation. And if you use all of the available tools or tricks every time, you're going to have success. That's why I say that you can get anyone to do anything anytime. Because if you use every technique properly, you are going to have success. Beyond that, you're going to have fun with it. I want you to have fun with this. I want you to take this information and just make it yours. Have fun with it. Relax while you're doing it. That's when you know you're a true master. And it's going to take a little time, and it's going to take a little persistence, and it's going to take you paying attention and you doing what you have to do to make sure that you learn this information. But eventually, and it'll probably happen in a very short period of time, much more quickly than you ever imagined, you're going to find that you're a master at conversational hypnosis. That any situation you walk into, you just naturally size it up and you deliver what needs to be delivered to make sure that you get your way so that you can control, persuade, or manipulate the situation to make sure it goes your way. And yes, those are strong words. Those are powerful words. But I want you to be comfortable with taking charge of your environment, comfortable with controlling, manipulating, and persuading people, because you're not going to have them do anything that they wouldn't ordinarily want to do, anything that's not quote-unquote good or anything like that, and you're going to simply go through life and get your way and get things done. You're going to find that your life works much more efficiently, that things flow more smoothly for you. If you have situations in your life which are troublesome, whether it's a marriage or dealing with a child or dealing with a dating situation or dealing with salespeople pushing you around or all of the above and more, what you're going to find with this program is freedom and peace of mind and smooth sailing. Life won't be perfect from now on, but it's going to be a lot better for you if you believe in yourself and you stick with the program and you apply the things that I tell you. So I want you to get ready to work. I want you to be prepared to take this information and use it in your life. Listening to a program is fine. Using the information is better. So what you're going to do is take the information and use it and start living more powerfully. I want you to imagine now yourself a year from now, and this is a technique called future pacing that we'll get into later, but imagine yourself 1 year from now living more powerfully, having situations go more smoothly, getting your way. I want you to imagine that. Now imagine 5 years from now, having used all the techniques that you haven't even learned yet, unless you're listening to this for the second or third or fourth time, but techniques that you possibly haven't even learned yet, but using those techniques, believing in yourself, and having lived for 5 years a life that you really enjoy, a life where you're in charge, a life where you're getting things done, a life where things just flow. You're not offending people. You're not pushing them around to get your way. You're just getting your way because you understand now how to work within the systems that people have in their minds. They have belief systems. They have ways of thinking of the world. And you're going to harness the power that comes from understanding people. So 5 years from now, see yourself as someone who's gotten out of your shell, your mental shell, your four walls that you have in your brain. You've knocked them down. You can now understand other people. You can get into their world. When you talk with them, you're no longer exchanging words. You're getting into their world. You're understanding them. You're empathizing with them. And you're figuring out how you can get them to do what you want them to do. And again, this is not for a quote-unquote bad purpose. This is just so that you can make your life flow more smoothly. you'll actually be enhancing the lives of others, as you'll see, because so much of what I teach has a double advantage. You get what you want, but they also get what they want. And you'll see what I mean as you go through the program and start using this. You'll find that everything at every level of your life just raises up. Everything just raises up to a higher level of existence. And you're going to see what I mean as you stick with the program. So this concludes the introduction. And in the next module, why don't we start learning some stuff? Okay, so in the next module, I'm going to talk to you more in detail about the history of how this came about. So if you're not into history, feel free to skip the next module, but I hope you join me there, because before we can understand where we're going, we have to understand where we came from. So I'm going to give you a lot of the academic history of where a lot of these techniques came from, but it's going to be more into the information. And then finally, in the next module, we're going to start learning some things that you can have fun with, something that you can apply. So stick with me if you're interested in the history of it, and I hope you are, where we came from in all this, so we can understand where we're going and where we are. Stick with me through the next module of this and how the course is structured. And then in the following module, in module 3, I promise you, we're going to actually get into the heart of this, and you're going to start working and learning. So I'm going to give you a little bit more time before you have to start working, but then get ready to work. And I hope you have fun in the process. I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist, hoping you have an outstanding day.